The Hunt Museum in Limerick is to begin examining the process of returning a leopard's head sculpture to Benin in West Africa. The ivory and lead sculpture is believed to have been looted by the British Army in the 1890s. It was bought by the Hunt family at auction in the 1960s. Jill Cousins is CEO and Director of the Hunt Museum. She's on the line to tell us more. Very good afternoon, Jill, and thanks for talking to us this afternoon. So tell us about this artefact and why you're considering returning it to West Africa.
Good afternoon. It's actually an ivory and lead leopard's head mask. It's not very big. It was part of an Edo ceremonial costume attachment, probably worn by the Oba, who was the king, or the equivalent of the king of the ancient kingdom of Benin. And the reason we think it was mostly likely to be worn by him was that it was made of ivory, and it was the kings that wore the ivory as opposed to the bronze, which is what most people know Benin for.
So why now are you involved in this process of possibly returning it?
Well, I mean, the story, as you outlined, is a particularly horrible one. In 1897, the second looting of Benin by a British and Nigerian, actually, punitive expedition. They took everything from the royal palace. So sort of from a moral point of view, it was originally acquired into probably the collection of Augustus Pitt Rivers, and then sold on to finance the expedition. So we're, it's not nice to be retaining something that comes from a rather a dubious origin. And it was a very violent put down of the Benins and themselves at the time. So that was the reason that we've got into this. And we're looking at the process from the point of view of what we can do. So there isn't actually a decent process set up. It's not clear. We're trying to get... Sorry.
And I'm just wondering, is this a one-off, or are you involved in any kind of audit of the hundreds of artefacts accumulated by the Hunt family now housed in the museum?
Yeah, I mean, we have an audit of everything that we have. The issue with these things is, yes, in this case, there is a strong moral imperative to restitute this particular object. And we are therefore looking at, together with other museums in Ireland and across Europe, at creating a policy around restitution. So it's not a kind of unilateral thing. And part of the reason for that is that it's important that these stories continue to be told in Europe as well as back in Africa or wherever else they originated from. So we would be looking at something that is a policy that continue that long history of collaboration that museums have had in sharing collections, stuff in context and the like.
Well, Jill, thank you for giving us a little bit of insight into this particular case. And obviously, this is a process that we can expect to continue. But we'll leave it there. That's Jill Cousins from the Hunt Museum in Limerick.